Marie-Agnès Jouangeon from the Overseas Development Institute. I am at the WTO Ministerial Conference in Bali with Debapriya Bhattacharya, Distinguished Fellow at the Center for Policy Dialogue in Dhaka, who accepted to give us his opinion about what the future holds for Aid for Trade.
Well, Aid for Trade was a brilliant idea, but unfortunately, now we know the pitfalls of implementation of the Aid for Trade concepts. Aid for Trade was supposed to create the or backstop the creation of supply-side capacities within the least developed countries or in the developing countries. It was also supposed to provide necessary market access support, complementary policies. It was also supposed to improve the productivity and many other issues. Unfortunately, the major pitfall what we see is that the commitments which were made in terms of the amount of the volume of aid flow was never realized. So there is a growing gap between the disbursement and the commitments. The second problem what we now see is that the composition of the aid for trade was quite skewed in the sense that it was not so much in favor of supporting the productive capacity development or infrastructure, but rather on the soft side, on the regulations and in terms of implementation of rules and other procedures. So there is a some kind of a mismatch between the demands on the ground and the flow of the aid for trade resources in that way. The third area, I think so, is the issue of the cost effectiveness of the aid for trade, because it is still remains a technical assistance program which is tied to the source, which is in many sense an anathema to the Paris principles of aid effectiveness. So we see that a lot of money which have been delivered never reaches the country itself. It goes off to the consultants who have very little idea about the realities on the ground. And so the taxpayers of the OECD countries hardly get the value for their money because of the procedures they have, trying to create an expanded employment program for their own countries in the developing regions in that way. So the cost effectiveness on the impact side are quite critical in many ways. Now the issue is that how do we generate a second generation aid for trade program? So the first generation experience along with the EIF for the LDCs have now shown us some of the holes in the concept, in the realization. So now we have to apply our mind in terms of how do we improve upon it. One of the improvement area I strongly feel is that till now the aid for trade programs are done in a very fragmented way in the countries. Each of the donor countries are having their own program, putting their small flag on each of their couple of million dollars. So what is necessary to draw all these resources into one country-level pool so that the country, on the basis of their own demands, can draw down from that pool instead of negotiating with all the aid providers separately and create more demand on their own management skills.